Hey there, hi there, ho there! This is episode 10 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing that novel in just 30 days. I am your host, Darren Blake, and although this podcast is all about National Novel Writing Month, we are not affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. I am really, really excited. And I know saying really, really makes it sound like I'm actually not, but the truth is, I totally am. Because today, we have an interview with one of my favorite NaNoWriMo peeps. She is part of my local region, the North Orange County region. And she's here to talk about her experiences as an even longer time participant than I am. I know, it sounds impossible, right? I mean, yeah, Angie has done it once more than I have, but we've been doing it the same amount of time. I just skipped a year. This person? She's been doing it since almost the beginning. And her interview is right now. And we are here with Nyx Goldstone. Hi, Nyx.
Hello.
Now, Nyx is one of the old guard. Well, I shouldn't have said it that way. Nyx is part of the old guard in that she's been doing NaNoWriMo since nearly the beginning. So how many years have you done NaNoWriMo, Nyx?
Probably from when it actually went national to actually remember how long ago. I mean, you know, you're kind of on the nose. I am a little on the old side.
I'm still older than you are. I just haven't been doing this.
No one needs to know that. since it went national, I definitely was one of those people who lived on the internet before it was cool. So I found it pretty early and was able to participate pretty early.
Okay. Here's where the hard-hitting questions come in. Ready?
Ready.
How many times have you won NaNoWriMo?
This is probably one of the most embarrassing answers. I've actually never won NaNoWriMo.
Okay.
I keep coming back because I like it.
It's awesome. I love it myself. So since you started doing NaNoWriMo, have you skipped any years, just out of curiosity? Or have you been doing NaNoWriMo at least in some form since then?
Probably I have skipped one or two years. I was super casual in the beginning because I didn't have a car, so I couldn't go to any of the write-ins or any of the events and all that fun stuff. I got really into it about 11 years ago when I moved to Orange County and became a host, a write-in host.
Ah, yes. That was a question I was going to ask you before we started. So any listeners who may exist, please forgive this moment of self-serving questioning. Is the Friday Night Lights in Orange happening this year?
No one has said no to it. And the new place that I actually was scoping out to possibly go instead of where we're going, because, you know, you go to it so you know how much that location has changed and become rather uncomfortable as far as seats. But yeah, the new location that I was looking at isn't any better. So yeah, I probably will be doing the Friday Night Lights like usual.
Okay, cool. And now we return you to your regularly scheduled interview. What kinds of stuff do you write?
Most of my stuff leans towards urban fantasy, maybe a little bit of paranormal.
How about publishing aspirations? Do you have anything like that? Have you ever published a book? Are you wanting to publish a book? Have you ever finished a book?
I have never finished one of my own books. Okay. Let's phrase it that way. I do want to. As far as publishing aspirations, it kind of depends on what I end up actually finishing and getting to the point where it is ready to go published, because there's so many venues on publishing, from self-publishing to traditional publishing, and it kind of depends on what I end up finishing and what is easier to market.
All right, now for the actual NaNoWriMo portion of the questioning. This podcast is intended to be kind of a field guide, and I've been giving my personal thoughts on various aspects of NaNoWriMo, but I kind of want to hear other people's perspectives, which is why I'm doing these interviews. First of all, Let's say that we have a brand new person to NaNoWriMo that has never written anything in their entire lives. What advice can you give them that's going to help them push toward 50,000?
Find out what works best for you in many, many aspects. Some people, you know, one of the stronger ones that I love about Nano is being able to go to the write-ins, because, you know, writing's a pretty solitary task. So going to the write-ins kind of alleviates that. But some writers, it turns out, can't write unless they're alone. So, you know, if you're that type, definitely don't come to the write-ins unless you want to socialize. Other than that, I mean, the only way to win is to write 50,000 words. So just sit down and write.
I myself have a slightly contradictory philosophy, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. The only way to win is to hit 50,000 words. True. But the only way to lose is to give up.
No, I agree with that entirely.
Awesome. What's your strategy for NaNoWriMo in general terms?
Since I have never actually won, my strategy changes up a little bit every year in hopes that maybe I will hit that 50,000 word mark. This year, I'm actually participating in October Prep Month. I spent many, many hours last night outlining what I'm hoping will be my project. Luckily, October is long, and if I change my mind, I can outline something else.
Well, that actually answers my next question.
I'm good at doing that.
No, it's good. This is actually the question I should have asked first. Plotter or pantser? Or planter? And obviously you're a plotter, at least this year. Normally, what are you?
Most of the time I pants it.
Okay. And do you feel that that has contributed to not winning?
In its own way, possibly. I know my usual pattern when I pants it is I get to about 10 or 15,000 words and I start getting imposter syndrome and petering out because I feel like I'm just meandering through a lack of plot.
See, that I did not know about you. Because I know that the last few years there have been extenuating circumstances that have prevented you from really focusing on a novel. Mm-hmm. And as much as I love to tease you about it, I'm actually very proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
I'll cut this out if you want me to, but I'm going to just say it. Nyx was in an MFA program for the last couple of years, and she, like, totally rocked it.
Oh, no, you can keep that in. I'm totally proud of it. I got an MFA in screenwriting. So it's writing related.
Hey, writing is writing. But speaking of screenwriting, I know that for a couple of years they had something called Script Frenzy, and then they incorporated that into Camp NaNoWriMo. Do you do a screenplay for Camp Nano?
Screenplay for Camp Nano, yes, I did. Probably for the last, with the exception of, you know, the two camps this year, last year, the two camps, they were, both my projects were called Hurry Up and Catch Up on Your MFA Program Scripts. So I may have cheated a little.
Whatever but, works.
Get the words down.
Exactly.
Get the scenes down.
Do what motivates you. Fantastic. I feel like I had some more specific questions, but my brain it's doing it so much that I can't even think of the words I'm trying to say.
Can I say it? You know I want to
say
it.
Please, please say it. Please say it.
You cannot brain today. You have the dumb.
Yes, absolutely. I've experienced a lot of that lately.
Well, considering how early you messaged me this morning, I was just all like, oh yeah, he gets up super early. I hadn't even gone to bed yet.
Oh, okay. I was like, and the fact that you messaged me so quickly, I was just, wait, why are you up so early?
I'm not. I'm up really late.
Okay. That makes sense.
Actually, okay. I mean, that's something I could talk about. What I was doing that I was up so late was I had found a interesting website that kind of plays to my strengths to get me to add words. It's called For the Words, the number for the words.com. And it gamifies writing. It's a fantasy type setting, and you pick these little monsters, and the little monsters have target word counts and time goals. And you, quote, kill the monsters by hitting the word count by the target time goal.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I got really wrapped up in it. Stayed up until 4 in the morning.
Wow. That's like super late/early. ForTheWords.com. Actually, Mer Lafferty has talked about that on her podcast, and I believe they're a sponsor of NaNoWriMo this year.
Oh, cool. My best friend's in San Antonio, so I'm still part of their little group, and they were talking about it over there, which is how I found out about it.
Cool. So do you have any other advice that you want to give to people about NaNoWriMo? Do you want to sing its praises, curse its name? Please don't curse its name. I love NaNoWriMo.
I've never been asked directly about Nano, but I do troll Quora, and I do see one question come up a lot, and that is, does NaNoWriMo dilute the quality of books? And I always get so riled up when I see that question, because no, do not think your quality of writing is going to be worse because you're writing 50,000 words in a very short time frame. First drafts are meant to be crap. That is just a given across everything. I mean, even when I was taking my MFA classes, my, you know, teachers who wrote for Queen Sugar and Touched by an Angel and, you know, all these shows that most people know about these days, even said your first draft is supposed to be crap. That's what rewrites are for.
And Lamott says it in her book Bird by Bird. She's got a chapter that's called, and I'm going to paraphrase this because I don't swear on this podcast, but it's crappy first drafts. And Mer Lafferty, I know I've referenced her a billion times, she says that you have to allow yourself to suck. I want to go back to that Quora question because actually that gets me a little bit riled up myself. It's a very arrogant way of looking at NaNoWriMo.
Yeah, there's some elitists out there who seem to think that because it's a race style of writing that it produces a poorer quality, and they're flat out wrong. I mean, objectively, they're wrong. If they're producing great stuff in the first draft, then they're basically wasting their time, in my opinion. My professional opinion as an editor.
Why are they wasting their time producing great stuff?
I mean, in the first draft. If they're doing it in the first draft, then what they're doing probably, most likely, is writing a few pages, going back and editing it like crazy, and then writing a few pages and going back and editing what they had already edited like crazy, and then what they just wrote. And just doing that loop back is going to add so much time to your writing. If you can just dump everything onto the page, you know exactly what you have to work with. I mean, it's to give another maybe easier to visualize example, it's kind of like building a sculpture by taking a handful of clay, perfecting that, and then adding more clay. It's going to be so much slower than if you just have all the clay you're going to use and just sculpt from there.
Okay. So, Nix, I want to thank you so much for your time today. You have been incredibly helpful, I believe. I think there's going to be some people out there that will get a lot out of what you said. Where can we find you out there on the interwebs if you want to be found?
Well, I am building a Patreon page, www.patreon.com/NixGoldstone. So that's one place you could find me. My website, nixgoldstone.com. also exists. I think right now it's under construction, but it should be accessible, which I usually have like contact information there and everything.
And I have one final question for you.
Okay.
When do I get to see you again?
When are you going to get your butt up and get over to her writing?
In November.
Well, then that's when you'll see me again.
Okay, fine.
Miss you.
Right back at you. Thank you again for your time. I adore you to pieces, and I can't wait to see you.
Can't wait to see you too. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that insight into the wonderful Nyx Goldstone. If you are on track for the 50,000 words, you should be, at the end of writing today, 16,667 words. If you need that little extra oomph, go ahead and listen back to that interview, because Nyx had some very, very good things to say, I must say. If you have something that you would like to add to the discussion, please feel free to leave a comment on the show notes page of this episode. You can find this podcast at darrenblake.net. I actually got nothing. I think Nyx said it all. So I'm going to have to talk to you tomorrow.
Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons attribution license. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.